We are living in a time of universal price increases, inflation uncontrolled. A time when the corporations that once advertised how empathetic and caring they are towards us, are now driving us literally to the poorhouse. Our governments are in need of revenue, trying to pay for the mass expenditures of these past 2 years. Taxes are upon us and we cannot do anything about it. Going to work is more expensive too. Gas and fuel prices have escalated far beyond many of our expectations, and up, up and away they go again. Canned food is looking good these days, cause fresh food is just too expensive. My neighbor's summer garden will certainly look good for the nightly picking smiley face. Try and repair any appliance and vehicle these days. There are no parts available for most imported vehicles, and only the aged domestic clunkers can be repaired by your neighbor, otherwise to the waiting line you go. Summer is upon us, and the chance of travel is looking very appealing, except the cost of travel is now exceedingly high and travel itself difficult. The airlines seem to have no employees available for security processes, answering our questions. Maybe we can offer to fly the planes too. Local travel seems best, but then all hotels, restaurants and events, venues will fill up. Availability will soon become a problem. Oh yeah, lest we forget, the pandemic is still with us, mutating globally, still with the sting of illness and death. Safety and health measures being discussed again. What to do? Holy crap, what do we do? The middle class is becoming something less, the workers of our society work harder for less money. Corporations run to the bank with their profits, and the government awards themselves a monetary raise for working so hard. Now I know why people fall into stress-filled addictions, poverty and distress. Going to try and raise my extended family's spirits by having a barbecue this weekend. Day-old hamburger buns, simulated hamburgers, chicken hot dogs, some restaurants' condiments and a weak but sweet lemonade. Yummy sad face. Stephen Kazab Bradford, Ontario.